Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the last chapter. Man, Revelation, actually, it's the next last chapter, I'm sorry. I was close. Turn to the back of the book, amen. Revelation, chapter 21, we're going to read verses 1 through 4 together. And then I'm going to preach a sermon tonight that I think will be a blessing to you. It's called One of My Favorite Parts of Heaven. One of my favorite parts of heaven. And let's read verses 1 through 4 responsively. Ready? And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And let's pray, Father, I sure do need you. Lord, the Bible is so very clear. And yet, sometimes we taint it with our own opinion. We taint it with our own, what we think is intellect, and screw it up. I pray that we just look at the Word as you gave it to us. Help us to revel in what we have available to us. May we, as Christians, be encouraged tonight because of what we have to look forward to. In Jesus' name, amen. Heaven is not just a wonderful idea. It is a real place.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Heaven is as real as earth is. Heaven has streets of gold. It has walls. Maybe that's why the liberals don't want a wall built. They don't want to go to heaven. It has mansions. It has trees. It has rivers. It has seas. And heaven is just as real as earth is. By the way, I believe, you can say what you want, I believe it's in the Milky Way. Say, how do you know that? Because the Bible talks about the sun and the morning and the evening of the sun. Now, I can't tell you where it's at, but I believe it's a planet here within our solar system. By the way, wouldn't separate with you if you disagree with me. Okay? That's not a doctrine. But look at it and talks about the sun. Talks about the moon. Now, the Bible has so much to say about heaven. Oh, I believe it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I taught a series on Wednesday night about heaven. I spent 25, 30 different weeks, I don't remember exactly how many, teaching about heaven. Heaven is not a place that we will sit on clouds playing harps. Where in the world did that ever come from, by the way? Sprinkling spoofle dust everywhere. Heaven has real people there. Heaven has real objects there. And heaven is as real of a place as earth is. I've heard people try to sound intellectual. They're saying that it is a cube and it has different levels because it talks about a city four square. Well, God didn't make anything in creation square. To be four square, it could also be a globe or a circle. Because everything is equal in a circle on all sides. And everything that God made planet-wise is spherical. Anybody understand that? The same distance all the way around, which makes it four square, so to speak. Heaven will be such a wonderful place. But I'm going to give you some things to look forward to, and then I'm going to put the cherry on top of the ice cream at the end here. First of all, heaven is a place where God lives. Oh, look at verse number 3 again. One of the sweetest verses in all the scriptures. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Can I tell you something? I wouldn't want to live in a place where God's not going to be. I was thinking on the way in, knowing what I was going to preach, and I was just thinking as I was driving, if the rapture were to take place, how bad this world would be. Not because of maybe car accidents or all the people missing, but the Antichrist will come on, and he will blame God, and he will actually say, I got rid of all these conservatives, these Christians, so that we can run the world like it's supposed to be run. And God's presence will not be here. Look how bad it is, and God's presence is here. Imagine how bad it's going to be when God's presence is not here.
Right.
It's going to be real bad. Yeah. You think DC's bad now? Wait till all the Christians are gone. You think the big cities are bad now? Wait till all of the presence of God is gone. It will be mass hysteria. Heaven is God's home. It's where God lives. Jesus, the Father, live there now, and the Holy Spirit lives in us, but when we go, he's going with us. And all of God, so to speak, will be back together. God's throne is there, and heaven is a wonderful place. Now, I realize, and you would have to go back and listen to the series to maybe fully understand this, I realize this talks about the new heaven and the new earth. That is, after the it's after the rapture, it's after the tribulation, it's after the end time war, it's after the millennium. God will remake heaven.
Yes, sir.
See, there was sin in heaven back in Isaiah 14.
Right.
And sin is still allowed there because there are two men there that have never died. Enoch and Elijah. They live there in their earthly body. They will come back and be the two witnesses in the book of Revelation, and they will die, and after 3 days and three nights, they will get up in the streets, because the TV crews and the camera crews will be watching them, and they'll kind of have their own personal rapture, and the world will be in fear. But heaven is a place where God lives. Can I tell you something? When we get there, God's going to be there.
Amen.
Do you know what the worst part of hell is? It's not the fire. It's not the brimstone, it's not the smell, it's not the yelling, it's not the bitterness, it's not the anger. It is the total absence of the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Hell will be the total absence of the presence of God. It is the total opposite of what God is. Heaven will be all love, hell will be all hate. Heaven will be all peace, and hell will be all suffering. Heaven will be no pain, hell will be all pain. And hell is the polar opposite of what heaven and God are. Number two. I'm about to shout. We're going to get to see Jesus there.
Amen.
I don't know about you. Just a couple weeks ago, Miss Joyce's mama was dying. And I leaned over and I said, Mom, when you get there, will you give Jesus a hug for me and tell him I love him? Every person that I'm with that's near death, I ask them to do that. I don't know how many hugs I've sent ahead, but Brother Mike, one of these days, I'm going to get to be there. He's going to reach that old hand out, and I'm going to grab it and put my arm around him. I'm going to get to say, I love you. I don't know about you, but that motivates me. We will see the prints in his hands. By the way, they're not scars. He is the eternal I am. They will still be open wounds. I don't believe they'll still be bleeding, but they will actually be wounds they've not healed. Say why? Because it's a constant reminder of what he did for us to the Father. We'll see his face. Did you ever wonder what he looked like? I can promise you one thing. It's not like the pictures that you see. He didn't have long hair, and I'll promise you, he did not look like no sissy. He was not some effeminate little priss. He didn't attract men that way. Mm-mm. I don't even remember where I was, and I was with a group of people, and they said, I do remember where I was. They said, well, Jesus had long hair. And somebody said, well, ask the preacher. And I said, no, he didn't. They said, well, all the pictures. I said, all the Catholic pictures are. I said, there has never been a time in Hebrew culture where long hair has ever been acceptable on men. Never. I said, go back and do your research. I said, you never see a picture of Julius Caesar with long hair. That is the, those are the times in which Jesus lived. They didn't run around in dresses either. The men wore breeches. Now they had robes on over top of them. But may I say something here? We're going to get to see his face, Brother Harry. I'm going to get to look into those eyes. I'm going to get to see him face to face. How many of you have ever gotten to meet one of your heroes before? I have. I've met a lot of great people. Of course, one of my greatest heroes is Dr. Jack Hiles. What a great man of God. I spent thousands of hours with him. I met Lee Robertson. I've hosted Dr. Lee Robertson. I've met Tom Malone, Tom Wallace, Dr. Roloff, Brother Lester Roloff, Uncle Roly, as they used to call him. Dr. Joe Boyd, Curtis Hudson. I've met a lot of what you would call famous people in my realm of life. I've met famous people. Can tell you something, they're just as human as you and I are. But can you imagine looking face to face with Jesus? Whew. Man, I can't wait. Did you ever wonder what his voice sounded like? We're going to get to hear it. We're going to get to hear God's voice. We'll get to hear Jesus' voice. Now, I know what it's like when my wife hugs me. It's good stuff, amen. But do you ever wonder what it's going to like to get a hug from Jesus? I can't tell you how good it will be. So, not only does God live there, not only will we get to see Jesus, but next... God says there will be a point where there'll be no more tears. I don't know if there are tears in heaven now. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that as of Revelation chapter 21, verse number 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more tears. God's going to wipe them away. Folks, I used to hear my preacher say, life is a veil of tears, and I didn't understand it, Brother Randy. At 51 years old, I understand it. I'm not sure there's a day in my life I don't weep for somebody. Not sure there's a day in my life that I don't catch somebody's tears. I'll be honest with you. I know we need them, but I get tired of crying sometimes because it just breaks my heart. It does. It used to be a song, tears are a language God understands. He understands it so much that one day he's going to wipe them away. There's going to be no sadness in heaven. Do you realize you'll never be sad in heaven? Now think about that. Do you realize there'll be no depression in heaven? Now, I guess I'm wired much differently than most. I don't get depressed and stay depressed. I can't tell you I never get down, but I never stay down. But I know people that do, and it grieves me that they do, but may I say this, there coming a time when no more depression. I can't even look at people, but there's going to be no brokenhearted parents. Scott, I'm never going to have to sit across the desk from a parent then telling their daughter is pregnant out of wedlock. Never going to have to sit across the desk and tell a mom and dad that their son got a girl pregnant out of wedlock. Brother Mike, I'm never going to have to sit there and tell a parent that their child is a sodomite. I'm never going to have to sit there and tell them that their child is living in total rebellion. I'm never going to have to sit there and tell them that their child is a drug addict or a drunkard. I'm never going to have to see the brokenness of a parent's life. Young people, listen to me. Just because you want to do something doesn't mean it's right. You better think of the consequences on your parents before you do it. But may I say this, there's not going to be any hurt children there either. Nadia went with us to youth conference. We hadn't even got there yet. And I said, Nadia, what's the matter? She said, my face hurts. I haven't smiled this much. She literally, every day, her face hurt from smiling. My wife asked her, Nadia, what was the best thing that you got out of the trip? She said, Mrs. Bush, I laughed, and I really meant it. Whew. How about you? I just about couldn't take it. That's the same little girl that, by the way, she's only an eighth grader. That's the same girl that we got Christmas gifts for her family, and on Christmas Eve, somebody broke into their home and shot and murdered somebody in their home. You have no idea what that girl lives in. None. There's somebody that's more of a mom to her than her own mom. It's tragic. Oh, you see a rough bus girl. I see a diamond. Just needs a little polish. She's so proud of herself, wearing dresses. She got on the bus today and told Miss Lopez, she said, I know, but I didn't get the laundry done. That's what she said. Nobody asked her. She's growing. Give her time. They had a skit there. It involved a starter pistol. I was talking to Brother Davis, and I told him, I said, do you remember the story I told you about the teenage bus girl in my church, the murder around Christmas? He said, yeah. I said, that's her right there. His face dropped. Brother Mike, he started weeping. He said, Brother Bush, did that gun last night bother her? I said, oh, no, she wasn't there when it took place. He said, I think we're going to rewrite the skit for this afternoon. He says, I'm supposed to catch a bullet in my teeth. He said, we're going to rewrite it and get rid of that. I don't want to hurt her. They redid the entire end of the skit for her. She didn't even know it. Say why? Because we don't want to see young people hurt. young people aren't going to have to watch daddy come home drunk and beat mama, beat the kids, or beat them. Or watch mama get drunk and beat everybody. We live in a world that's that bad. We do. There's a lady sitting in jail right now who came home and shot her children and lit the house on fire to burn them up. Murdered her own children. I'm not going to have to face the effects of sin, Brother Mike. Not going to have to deal with drunkards and drug addicts and thievery and rebellion. We might need to push that door shut. Brother Don, if you could just, not all the way, but most of the way. I heard somebody come in. I just don't want to affect them. That's good right there. Yeah. I wish you knew how bad sin really was. No car wrecks because of drunk drivers. Amen, Miss Kim. Or idiot drivers. Amen, Brother Joe. 10 cars. I wasn't calling you the idiot. I meant the others. I was helping you there. Can I tell you something? We're never going to have to say goodbye there. I don't know about you, but I hate those two words. I love my kids. They all live way far away from us. Got to see 2 of my 3 kids while we were in Kentucky. You know, the hardest thing to do is tell them goodbye. Man, I hate that. Watch my son Jeff reach down and hug his mama. And she was trying not to tear up. And it didn't work. It's not like we're never going to see him again, probably, but you just hate saying goodbye to your kids. He texted me and he said, "Dad, man, I hate having to do that." I said, "Don't worry, we hate it too. There's going to be no more struggle. No financial struggle, no health struggle, no emotional struggle. When we get to heaven, it's going to be great. Heaven's going to be pretty wonderful. You know, we worry about paying bills down here, and they pave the streets up there with gold. You got to pay a bill, just go scrape the street a little while. Amen? Next. God says there's going to be no more death and no more pain. No more death, no more pain. There's going to be no more suffering there. If you've never watched somebody struggle with their health, if you've never watched somebody on their deathbed struggling to live, and they're not really struggling to live, they're struggling to let go. God made this old body to live forever. And that battle is between living forever and letting go because of sin. It is the final battle of sin in a person's life. This old body can take an awful lot, but guess what? There's going to be no death in heaven. You're not going to die. People won't die. Animals won't die. There's going to be no struggle. There's going to be no more cancer. You never have to hear the C word in heaven. Not Craig, cancer. There's going to be no heart attacks in heaven. Amen, Brother Harry? No open heart surgery, no high blood pressure, and no strokes. Amen? Can I tell you something? I live in the emergency rooms. And bless God, there's going to be no kidney stones. There's going to be no diabetes there. No insulin shots, no insulin pumps, and no special diets. Yeah, yes, there will be cheesecake. You won't have to eat it, but I'm gonna. You don't think about this, but I do. Brother Mike, there'll be no funeral homes in heaven. There'll be no tombstones and no cemeteries. There's going to be no caskets to pick out. There's going to be no casket making in heaven. There's going to be no hospitals there. I love visiting people and I love helping people, but I still hate the smell of a hospital. I've been in so many of them that it just, there's just a certain aroma in a hospital. I don't know how to say it. You say, well, it's a clean smell. No, it's not. No, it's not. I've been in the cancer wards. I've been in the serious wards. I've been in the ICUs, the NICUs, the PICUs. I had a friend of a preacher friend of ours years ago, Jeff Jones, down in South Carolina. Went down there to go start a church. Ended up with leukemia. They put him in a special ward where there was every room had its own air filtration system. When you went in, you had to put your hands in a machine, and it cleaned your arms all the way up, and then they robed you, they masked you, they gloved you, and then you went in, because one germ could have killed him. And he was so bad, his skin was, you know what the outside of an avocado looks like? That dark green, that's how bad, that's how full of poison he was. That's what his skin looked like. That dark. He recovered from the first bout. Started with doctors and nurses in a room preaching, laying in a bed, starting his church. Got his church going, and then round two came. And round two took him. We were with him just hours before he died. Jeff was, if you didn't know who he was, you would walk into his room and not, there's no way, unless there was a name on the door, you'd have recognized him. He was that sick. And I mean horrible. I'll never have to go through that again. No more miscarriages. Brother Harry, I'm never going to have to take a dead baby out of a mama's arms and give it to a nurse to take to the morgue again. And I've done it too many times. No more needles. Glory to God. No more tests. No more x-rays. No more CAT scans. No more x-rays. No more MRIs. No more pills and no more medication. Yeah, no more doctor bills. No more ADD or ADHD. No more Crohn's. No more IBS or any other alphabet soup you want to throw with it. No more mental disorders. Boy, you wanna find out how good you got it in life, you visit certain floors of certain hospitals and deal with mental disorders and find out how bad life can really get. No more dementia, no more Alzheimer's. No more addictions. By the way, addictions are not sicknesses, they're sin. No more rehabs, no more detox. No more bone issues. No arthritis. Glory to Jesus. No more nerve pain. No pain in the back, pain in the neck, or pain in somewhere else. You guys think bad, you know what? No more dental issues. No more dentures. No more pulled teeth. No more cavities. No more stupid dentists sticking their hands in your mouth and want to talk and hold on a conversation with you. That is the dumbest thing. You know, how's it going to go? And somehow they understand what you're saying, you know? It never did make sense to me. Just shut up and let me sleep, all right? I can fall asleep while you work on my mouth, man. Last time I went in there, they make me hold the suction while they're working on it so you don't gag yourself. You know, I'm thinking, there's got to be a better method than this, you know? Yeah. I'm paying you and I'm doing half the work, you know? No more murder. No more rape. No more crime. No more thievery. No more jails. Heaven will have no more death and no more pain. Heaven will be a place where there's no tears. A place where Jesus lives and a place where God lives. Number 5, and I'll hurry. Heaven will be a place of eternal life as God wanted man to have as he created here on earth. You know, since we messed things up here, he made it so that we could go live at his house. We messed our place up, and he said, since you messed it up so bad, I'll make it available for you to come live with me. Whew. Matter of fact, he said, I'll build you a home here. I'll build you a mansion. God gives us a new chance in a new place and says, I'll make it to where you can't ever mess up again. I don't know about you, but I kind of look forward to going there. Amen. Next. Heaven will be the most beautiful place you've ever seen. I'll promise you. Gold streets clear enough that you can see through them. You say, that's not possible. Have you ever seen astronauts? The shields on their helmets are made out of gold. And they can see through it. But gold is the most reflective material that we have, and they put a gold film over and embed it into the actual material there, and it's the gold will actually reflect the sunlight, because when you leave the Earth's atmosphere, the sun is so bright and there's nothing to stop the ultraviolet rays that it has to be reflected or you'd go blind. And you can refine gold clear enough to be actually clear. Bible says that the walls will be made out of precious stones, onyx and sardis and diamonds and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bible says that there'll be 12 gates there in the walls, liberals. And each gate will be one pearl. Imagine a pearl big enough to be a gate. That's a whopper. I'd hate to see the clam that had that puppy. Now, wait a minute. The Bible says that the trees will bear fruit continually there. There'll never be a season where the trees are not bearing fruit. Matter of fact, there's one type of tree there that bears 12 types of fruit. I don't know if it bears 12 all the time, or if it's one fruit one month, one fruit the next. But I do know that it bears 12 manner of fruit. There'll be no weeds there. Amen. No dandelions. Glory to God. No chickweed. No poison ivy. Poison oak. Or what's the other? Poison sumac. Some of you got at the property. There'll be no sweat there. You know, you'll never sweat once you're there. It'll be perfect. God said by the sweat of your brow that you would earn your living. And when we get to heaven, Brother Mike, no more sweating. Glory to God. And if you sweat like me, you'll be real thankful for that. Matter of fact, work will be enjoyable, not despised. Bible says that no plants will be there because there's no plants will die there because there's no death. Everything will grow forever. You won't even be able to kill a plant, ladies. Not even the plastic ones. I didn't look at anybody on that one. Mm-mm. Now, the cherry on top of the whole sermon. This is what I wanted to get to. All those things are wonderful. Those pale to the rest of this. One of the greatest things about heaven Brother Wiley, there's going to be no more sin there. Amen. And there's going to be no memory of any sin there. Not only will there be no sin, there will be no memory of our sin. Let me show you what I mean. Look at Revelation chapter 21, verse number 5 again. Or 4, I'm sorry. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. What caused all of those things? sin, watch this, for the former things are passed away. God says there'll be no more sin there. The only way you can live forever is to have no more sin. It'll be eternal life. Sin brings eternal death. So there will be no sin there. And it says the former things are passed away. What do you say when someone dies? They passed away. God says your sin is going to die. Hebrews chapter 8, verse number 12, we won't take time to read it, but the Bible says that your sins and God says, I will remember your sins and iniquities no more. God says he will not remember our sin and our iniquity. You know why? Because it's been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's been placed away from us. And the righteousness of God has been added to it. So God will not remember our sins. Isn't that wonderful? That's why you'll never be judged for your sin. You'll pay the consequences of it here on earth, but you'll never be judged for your sins. God will say, what sin are you talking about? It's not there. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Micah chapter 7, verse number 19, he removes them as far as the east is from the west, and he buries them in the deepest sea. In other words, our sins will not be able to be gotten to because he'll destroy the world and remake it. So, number one, God won't remember our sin. But number two, are you about ready? About to shout. Here comes the whipped cream. We won't remember our sin anymore. Amen. You will never remember one sin ever committed by you or anybody against you. You say, why? Because you can't think on sin without sinning. For you to think about someone who has sinned or your own sin and dwell on it, you're thinking about something that's not allowed in heaven. And God says, I will remember it no more. And if he's not going to remember it, guess what? We're not going to remember it either because it's going to be dead. We will have no regret. We will have only righteousness to recall. Brother Mike, you got saved at, was it 27 years old? Drunk, drug addict, other things. You know, you'll never remember those when you get to heaven. Whatever you have done wrong, you'll never remember it. Ladies, you beat your husband, he won't remember it. You know, you're never going to be able to recall one sinful thought you ever had. Amen. You'll never be able to recall one sinful deed that you ever committed. Amen. You'll not be able to look down from heaven and look on people on earth and seeing them do wrong things. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it, but you don't look at, on sin while you're in heaven. Well, do my loved ones see me? I don't know. I find nowhere in the scripture it says it does. I don't find anywhere in scripture where it says that they look over heaven and see us doing what we're doing. So, well, there's a great cloud of witnesses. That is a legal term. Witnesses to a trial. You will not be able to remember the wrong or the sins others have done to you. There'll be no bitterness there. I just can't forgive so-and-so. I'm glad they died. Oh, that's a real good Christian attitude, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I weep when my enemies die. I hurt for their family. I don't feel good about it. I hurt for their wife or their husband. I hurt for their children. I hurt for their grandkids. I hurt for people that love them. Just because they had a problem with me doesn't mean they were a bad person. God will cause all the memories of sin, sinful acts, that we did or that were done to us to pass away. Can you imagine living a life where you don't have any thought of any sin? Wow. There'll be no gossip in heaven. Praise the Lord. There'll be no bitterness in heaven. There'll be no constructive criticism in heaven because there's nothing to be critical of. There'll be no critical thinking. In other words, the news media won't be there. There'll be no fake news or news that we have today. What is one of the greatest things, in my opinion, about heaven? No memory of sin. Your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. The former things are passed away. And it will die within the grave. It will be left in the grave, and God will even remake the earth and the heaven so that there is no ability to pull it back. I love to think about heaven. I love to think of what it might be like. But my sinful brain cannot really grasp all of it. I personally think one of the greatest things about heaven, the Barnes, will never remember anything about sin. We'll know we have been redeemed, but we won't remember what from. We'll never remember what somebody did to us. Because there's no need of it there. We're never going to have that envy, strife, that, well, they hurt me, feeling ever again. It'll never be there. Heaven's a wonderful place. But I think maybe one of the most wonderful things about it, no memory of sin. My God's going to be able to look us eyeball to eyeball and never see us in. Wow. We're going to be able to look at each and every person that's there. Some people you couldn't get along with here on earth. And look them square in the eyeball and say, hello, my brother. Hello, my sister. How are you? And never remember an angered word, a bitter word, a bitter confrontation. It won't be in the memory bank to be able to be pulled up. Why don't we practice heaven on earth? Why don't we learn to get along? Why don't we learn to quit thinking about everybody else's sin and our sin and let's just go forward? Because isn't that what it's all about? To me, it's a wonderful place. Made maybe the cherry on top by the fact that we won't remember our sin, we won't remember somebody else's sin, and God's not going to remember our sin. That's enough to make you want to shout. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe we ought to live so as God doesn't have to make us forget so much. Maybe we ought to live to where we're putting good thoughts towards heaven.